Thank you, Lord. I want you to pray this prayer with all seriousness. By thanking God. Because you have not seen death face to face. But last Monday, first was Sunday, second, I saw a live death, a woman that was taken away by the water. And I was standing and looking. The sea blew her to one side here. The people will go to that end. By the time they are getting to that end, the sea have carried her to the other end. And we all say, the divers and all the people, they were jumping in the river. And let me tell you, if you have not seen death before, you appreciate life. I said, if you have not seen death before, you will not appreciate life. I don't know if they were lobby, or what, you know, boy and girl. I'm not from home. I'm not poolside. I'm from home. I'm from home. Then wave me back, normal jump. There were two of them. One boy here and a girl. One boy here and a girl. And once I was walking alongside, I felt something bad. I said, these people, they don't know what they are doing in this big sea that have no walls. And they were holding themselves and they were just jumping. So they fell themselves. Then I walked towards La Boma. I walked towards La Boma. When I got to the river bank, I turned, I saw this girl and the boy. They jumped 2-3 times, and the girl slipped off the hand of this boy. And by then, the guard were whistling that the waves were much so they should move. Do you want to hear the story? Or you are not interested, so I will go. Are you interested? Okay. So the girl slipped and fell into the water. And the boy tried to pull the girl. And the girl pulled the boy also into the see. Then I don't know what happened. The boy was able to get up. Fast. And 10 times so. The other two were jumping. When they saw that these people are falling, they separated and they started looking back to the shore. When the boy came out, the boy came and forgot about the girl who was struggling there. And I realized that you have not experienced death for you to appreciate life. I want you to thank God that you are still alive and appreciate Him for the gift of life. Lift your voice, son of God. Job 33:26, please. Job 33:26. Quickly. Why is the TV's blare? Is it going to work? He shall pray to God, and he would delight in him. He shall see his face with joy. For he restores to man his righteousness. When you pray to God, he will delight in you. And then you will see the face of God with joy. And God says he will restore to you his righteousness. You don't see. So you will pray to God, and God will delight in you. And then you will see his face with joy. And then God says he will restore to you his righteousness. One is to pray. Two is to see the face of God with joy. Three is to be restored with his righteousness. Lift up your two hands and say, this is my prophecy. But as I pray to you, Lord, may I have the joy of your face.
May I have the joy of your face.
Restore to me, O God.
Restore to me, O God,
your righteousness.
Your righteousness.
From today,
I will be joyful.
Because I'll be prayerful.
And I'll be prayerful.
And therefore I will have.
And therefore I will have
the righteousness of God.
The righteousness of God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father,
for hearing me.
For hearing me
in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Can you take your seat? Church, we are in a new year.
Sorry,
the old is gone. This is new things. And we must be willing to do what God is asking us to do. Our agenda for the 50 band has just begun from today. All leaders of groups and the group members are working as a team to build the band of 50. And it's going to be supervised and inspected. And those who are not willing to work should step aside so that those who can try should try.
So pastors
are to build with their leaders, and their leaders is to build with their members. And if you have not heard about the band of 50 as a member, I want to explain to you that every group that you belong, we have the love group, we have the joy group, we have the hope, we have the faith, and we have the eagle group. So we have five groups in this church.
As
I stand now. Are you hearing me? I said we are saying that every band is a group. So love people will produce 50 people. Faith group should produce 50 people. And we are looking at this with a high speed performance. Because God will help us to achieve it. So all groups, get ready to work hard. Work hard with your leaders. And leaders, work hard with your pastors. So that we achieve our band of 50 with ease. Is it possible with us? Can we do that? Okay, if we can do that, then it means that you as a member, every Sunday, you should think about a new person coming with you as an addition to your group and making sure the person you brought remains. And also, we are starting our 14 days fast from tomorrow.
14 days. I come to
I was surprised that it was not announced on Sunday. I didn't hear announcement on Sunday. Did we do any announcement last Sunday? No announcement. We didn't do any announcement. Wow. It's an error for a church not to announce. Because there are so many things to be announcing. So we should have announced it. So hear me. The bulletin I read. For nursing mothers and pregnant women, you are exempted from this fast. I don't want trouble with you. But those of you who are faithful who can trust God up to 12, you can tempt it. But I want every member to take this fasting as a serious thing. You know, our life has not become the life of Christ. We are living our own life and we are expecting Christ's blessing upon us. It doesn't work. So unless we conform with Christ and do what he requires, then we can see the blessing of Christ on us. So we are starting our 14 days for it is called every year we call it the great start. So the way you begin the year with this kind of passion, strength will determine how you will go. When a plane is taking the speed he goes on the ground determines how he goes. So let us all take note of this. And in this 14 days fast, we'll be meeting to pray in this house.
14 days. So make sure
you come to pray. And our midweek service have resumed from this Wednesday. Do we have power night in January or we don't? We don't. So power night is in February. Okay.
Yeah, power night.
So all that we are doing now is this prayer thing. It's starting from the 9th, which is tomorrow. It's a holiday. Take time and start well. And then we'll end on 22nd. If you have God gives you instruction to continue. Maybe it's your time to do something great.
So
Pastor Mike have given you the announcement on shepherds and all leaders. And I hope we have taken note of that. So I won't repeat it. I hope you can hear me. If we come to church and we are not what we want, we'll go and look for what we are looking for. Or you are satisfied with what you have. Or you are satisfied with where you are. So if you are not satisfied with where you are, you go and look for what you are looking for, isn't
it?
So we must be prepared to always go to look for. So I'm sharing with you the preparation. The preparation. Anything you are not prepared for, you cannot attain or achieve in it. So a child who is going to school and he says, I'll make first class, but he's not prepared to go to lectures, he's not prepared to do an assignment, he's not prepared to study, but he has a desire that me, I'll get A. It doesn't work. A Christian who have an assumption, I'll buy limousine, I'll buy Bugatti, and you have no preparation towards what you are looking for, it will never happen. I thank God that God created hope. Because hope, Bible says, it doesn't die. It is always there. So it is good to hope. But hope alone will not bring you. When you are hoping for something, you must work towards what you are hoping for by your faith. And not just walking, because they say there are three things that abide. Faith, hope, and love. But I'm teaching you that the combination of these three things bring you the manifestation of everything God has in store for you. So when you hope to buy a car, when you hope to buy a land, when you hope for something, you must have faith for it. Because faith manifests the works of the hope. But you must love it, that what I am hoping for, I also love to see it manifest in my life. So for example, this year you have said I will marry.
I feel you see me worry.
It's a hope. It's a hope.
And
because it is a hope, you need to activate your faith by looking for a room, by looking for a bed, by looking for a plate, and by looking for a woman. And when you have gotten this, then you must love what you have. I love this single room. I love this girl whose hairstyle looks like the one I have seen. And then he says, we are going to live in this single room. But the hope is that you have told the girl that this is not where I will be forever. I am hoping, and because I am hoping for it, I'm not just telling you without acting towards it. When I'm telling you, I am also doing something that makes me, that is called preparation. So a child of God who is not prepared to walk with God can never see the glory of God and cannot experience the promises of God. So you must develop a lot of hope.
I was said when it does one, ah, many can see.
But don't stop at hope.
Now, so man, friends, see any that one.
Build your faith towards it.
Ma, we did yesu tinti mu wasadi ano.
And love what you are hoping.
Nani awo when it does one, when it does one, ma fa odo eta hon.
Recently, I was with Bishop Kakra. That was a few days ago.
Emre Kakra came in. I'm go oshopo oshofu pon.
Kakra, I have hope to build God a house. And I have hope to build him the plan that was in my heart. So I've made them drill it and we are following it. Part is what we are enjoying this. Part is what we are enjoying. And I took the drawings to him. Because we want to start something new. Because he asked us to start it. Then he took pen. Then he started writing and tracing things on the paper that he had been up. And he saw my face. He said, Edward, your face has changed. Because I love what I see. On that paper, I love it. And I have faith towards what I have seen. But his hope for me wasn't what I am hoping for. And he told me, by me doing this thing on this paper, I have saved the church the cost of over 10 or over 100,000. Because he says that when you are building, you don't take echo into place. But every building of a church should have a diamond shape. That's what he told me. And he said, because your thing that you are showing me here, when you do it, you will spend more money to take away echo. That's why you go to a lot of churches, echo is, they've spent. He said, what? And he told me, Let somebody else draw a new plan for just the auditorium and give me somebody's name. Say, go and look for this person. I say, I know this person. And he told me about that person. Now, when I left her, him, I told him, give me the number of the one you are talking about. I want to use. You know why? He has gone ahead of me. And what he knows, I don't know. And by the grace of God, he's a professional architect by profession. He has schooled for it. He has qualified. And he told me that the church I am preaching, I build it myself.
I know
how to take away the echo. The rest that you came to see, I didn't build it. Because of that, there's more echo. So I'm restructuring it.
So
in life you need preparation to advance. Anything you want to do, it is possible when you hope for it. But don't stop hoping and thinking about it and talking about it only. Take one step forward. Ask for a land. Ask for a price of a car. After all, if you don't buy it, nobody will kill you.
I was
in South Africa with a lady and I went into a Ferrari.
Because baby, I'm talking car Ferrari in South Africa.
I know I can't buy it. But I have hope that one day I'll sit
so
in it.
So
if this is a showroom, let me go and sit in it. After all, when you've never sat in one. Maybe because you've not seen one.
But me,
I sat in the one that is not moving. So I have a preparation in mind that one day, if it works, I will drive it. Eddie, were you there when I was driving the Kayani? The lady, that girl who brought that car. You were in there? Oh, you were there. The lady who brought that sports car. Oh, you were in there. Maybe you weren't. I drove Porsche for the first time. That wasn't mine.
Porsche.
Is this things today? Okay. So, where am I? I'm driving a Porsche.
Porsche for the first time.
Yeah. I'm driving a Porsche. Preparation. That's what I'm teaching you. So, if you have a mind that me too, I'll go and learn a job. Or me too, I'll do this thing. Your first step is to attempt to find out. That is your preparation. But I've seen a lot of Christians have high hopes without any preparation.
High
hopes. He's not going to school, he's not working. He wants to be rich. The people, the young boys you see, they are sakawa and they are rich. And the work they do, you've not done any. They don't sleep the whole night. You are sleeping and
slumbering.
I'm not advising you to go and do the same. But I'm saying that the work they do to get what they get, the sacrifice they make, the places they go to, some of them sleep in coffins. Some of them go to idol place. They queue for days. They don't bath. They have prepared for what they are looking for. But you are not prepared. 1 minute prayer, you have not prayed. 1 minute word study, you have not done. But yesterday, you want to become big. You want to. The capacity of your preparation will determine where you go in life. So this year we are starting by preparation. And number one, allow God's plan for your life to prevail.
So we are home, boy. Now we are home. See, when you person, you know, man, you may enter into planning and shisha, you know, and daddy.
Allow God's plan for your life to prevail. Many are the plans of man. But it is the counsel of the Lord that shall prevail.
This year, maybe you have a lot of things you are preparing
towards.
But tell God, let my preparation be your plan.
Let
what I am doing be in your will. When you allow God's plan for your life to prevail, you become the most happiest person in life. Anytime things are a struggle and a bother to you, and you are fighting over things, stop it there and ask God, is it your will for me? And you will hear God. Because if God have that will for you to go through what you are going through, you go through strengthened. You will go through toughened. Because you know God is with you. He said, when you go through the waters, I'll be with you. When you pass through the fire, I'll be with you. You must always allow the plans of God to prevail in your life by the preparation of your destiny.
Allow God's plan to prevail. Number two, follow the instructions of God. Follow the instructions of God. When God spoke to me, I immediately responded to it. You must follow the instructions of God. Some of you, God is telling you, marry. Because he wants to save you from fornication. Some of you, God knows that the woman you marry to will be a blessing to your life. Some of you, God is saying, go back to school. And you say, oh, I don't have money to pay. Who told you that everybody that went to school have money to pay? Follow the instructions of God. Sometimes you want to go somewhere, God says, don't go. Immediately follow. Don't be kukuti nyaga.
Thinking
you can do everything. Follow the instructions of God. And that is the preparation God wants for you. You must follow the instructions of God. Don't follow your own instructions.
Maybe
what I'm looking for, this I'm thinking. You are doing it, it's not working. You are doing it, it's not working. Common sense will tell you, stop it there and say, God, what do you want from me? Follow the instructions of God. Number three, honor the voice of God by obeying the word of God. Honor the voice of God by obeying the word of God. The primary voice of God is his word. The primary voice of the Lord is his word.
And then
so
you
say, I've never heard the voice of God before.
And it's also mean thing
that means that you've never read the word of God before. Because any child of God who reads the Bible, the voice of the Bible is God's words. So if you are reading, you are hearing the voice of God.
And it's all kind
of have levels of speaking. But the basic level of God's language is the word. Then when you hear the word, and he gives you the interpretation, the revelation behind what you have said. There are times to God will send somebody to you as an angel to speak his voice to you. Sometimes to in your dreams he will come and he will speak to you. And sometimes in the act of things, when in a play,
a film you are watching, a play that is organized, you can hear the voice of God through it. So God has a lot of ways to speak, but the fundamental voice of God is the word of God. And when you honor the voice of the Lord by obeying the word, you see the manifestation of his voice in your life.
So I talk about
my story of how I determined to travel the nations of the world.
I spoke
to me, for the earth is of the Lord and the fullness thereof. Wheresoever the soles of your feet shall tread, you shall
possess.
This is the word I read.
When
I heard the voice of the Lord,
he
said, it is only passport that can carry you to the nations.
Passport, so
I went to make one.
Passport.
Immediately.
In terms of,
when my passport came,
the passport nobody had.
He said, wherever the soles of your feet are treading. So the soles of my feet is treading on my passport by announcing the name of the places I want to
see.
When we were looking for a land for church, my soles tread upon. I even made the mistake to pay to somebody wrongly. And then the person messed the money up. But when I got to this land, I heard God say to me, this will be more favorable. And ever since we came here, when we were building, it was once that And ever since we came, we've never had challenge. So be abanye beko na bibi. Have you seen that here? If we have gone somewhere else, we don't know what would have happened. So learn to obey the word of God. It's the voice of God. When you are reading your Bible and you see something in it, honor it. Do it.
So who can trust them? No, who be woma? Fadidi ma sadia no. Ebra who yes ani ha. Choko koni shira wono.
I was reading my Bible today and I saw God saying that in your seed shall the nations of the earth be blessed. He spoke it to Abraham. When he met also Isaac, he said the same thing to Isaac. When he met Jacob, he said the same thing to Jacob. And I realized that, okay, if I cannot be in the seed of Jacob, I cannot realize the blessings of Jacob. So I must align myself to the seed of Jacob so that I can inherit the promises that is in Abraham. Where you belong. He said, of Ishmael, I shall make you a great nation. And he said, with sword you rule. But I don't know how to fight with a sword. And then I realized also that, you know, the Bible, the voice of the word, when you get it and you obey and you live by it, then I realized that Jacob was never a cheat.
Jacob, Samuel knows his for.
So all the preaching we have preached that Jacob is a thief and Jacob, he never, he's a businessman. That's what I see in Jacob.
Oh yeah, businessman. Oh yeah, Juma Penfaswa.
Jacob is a sure business. You know, from all his childhood days,
free,
to his burial days, he had been a businessman.
Oh no, they do my business in Kwa.
When his brother was coming,
he said,
he was holding the heel. He said, come in and let me go out.
He
didn't see that. You never read that in Genesis, eh? Have you read it? And then his brother came out.
He said,
okay, this business didn't yield any profit.
But
from there, he had decided that, Charlie, I must get the first one. I didn't know how he knew that was from the womb. Maybe when his mother talks, he hears. Or maybe when his father talks, he hears. And he was tell Isaac was telling
now, Isaac
was telling Rebecca.
Oh, catch Rebecca said.
Although I have an elder brother Ishmael,
but
there was no promise
Ishmael
to him. Because his mother wasn't the first wife. So by right, my mother is the first, and I am the first.
Are you
here with me? Oh, you've gone home. I said, if that is it, then first have a blessing. So I must grab it.
It is essential.
His brother came tired from his hunting. And Jacob, I knew also, he doesn't know how to cook with fresh meat. I know by scripture that Jacob didn't know how to cook by fresh meat. But he knew how to do beans. He knows how to do, I think he knows how to only boil rice and those things. He was
a
mama back
then.
But I knew that Esau knows how to make meat soup. When you eat Esau's meat, you will know that you are eating. And Jacob said, what I have, I'll make good use of it. His brother came, he have killed. When are you going to take time to clean and cut? And when he came, no, he said, I'm hungry.
As
a brother, what do you do? Give to your brother. But then he remembered, when I held your heel, you pulled over me. It didn't work there. But now it will work. Now you are going to die out of anger. Sell the birthright to me. Esau looked at it. He said, food and blessing, what is important? May you not become a food person.
As for
food, you even come to hear the word of God. As for food, you have abandoned the word that can produce more than food. Esau said, what is birthright?
Esau said, ah.
If that is what you want,
say, no, now,
take it. And give me food.
Fa boni mami.
Go bear.
Be stew.
And then after that,
did you know
there was a spiritual shift?
Anytime
you abandon your place of authority, you have missed the blessing that comes with that authority. So may you not exchange anything in spiritual realm for a physical realm. Don't be interested in physicality. Be interested in spirituality. As a shepherd, you should be happy that you have a privilege to serve God by that. As a member, you should be happy that you are in this church. You want us to be selling to you sugar, and we sell to you funeral water, and we sell to you powder, and we sell to you last week, I'm bringing Sobolo to sell.
Sobolo, yes,
how many of you want one? I'm going to provide for you. Be sincere if you want one. It's only 200 CDs. So go and prepare.
We
want physical and spiritual. For the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. When I talk to you, I'm talking to you about the blessing that maintains and retains.
Esau
sold it.
Esau,
and when Jacob had the blessing, this morning I enjoyed the passage. When Jacob went for the blessing,
Jacob
Don't you think the father knew? I believe the father knew that this thing is wrong, but there is something that is pushing me to do it.
He says
the voice is the voice of Jacob, but the skin is the skin of Esau. And hear me. Skin doesn't matter. It is voice. Because my sheep will hear my voice.
Yes.
It is only voice you must always hear. Don't look at skin. Look at voice. Because voice is an identity of a person. He didn't say my sheep will see my color, my height,
yes,
or my
tribe.
He said my sheep will hear my voice. So it is voice that you hear. When God came to the Garden of Eden, Adam said, I heard your voice. I didn't feel your presence. It was your voice I heard. Whose voice are you obeying? What is the voice that speaks to you? If it is the voice of the word of God, then I can assure you that that voice can never fail. That voice have ever been the same. It has been the same yesterday. It has been the same today. And it will forever remain tomorrow. Hear and honor the voice. And Esau confessed and says, he took the birthright from me. And when his father heard that one, he knew he had not done a mistake.
Ne papa eti ye no onim
said there be only one blessing you have.
As ishira ba ko pa na wa na.
If you partake the first blessing, don't look for the second blessing.
Aba ishira di ka do kria ne to so mi ne ko
hwe. The blessing of everything is with a struggle.
And ishira to so mi ne wa de bia ho no eya pilisie wo ho papa.
Don't lose your first blessing.
Ishira di ka no man hwire.
Make sure you stay with your first blessing.
Hwe sa ishira di ka na wo sabe ka no un be kure mu sa man hwire.
And I'm telling you, it is not the position of your life in the family that matters the blessing. It is your position with God that counts the blessing. So I said, what? Number three, what? Honor the voice of God by obeying what? The word of God. So I'll stop here. Number four. This whole man, don't miss the preparation. Because it's a foundation you must build for your next level. And this year is our year of supernatural. Please, by next week, I don't want to see ministry. Ministry is over. We have stepped into the supernatural. So let media, I'm talking to you. Place. I want to see. Yeah. Number four. Decide not to desire worldly things. Decide not to desire worldly things. For you are out of Egypt. Exodus 13:4. Exodus 13:4. Are you being blessed today?
Oh yes, sit down there.
Huh? Are you ready for something great?
Deep. What were you crowd?
Then you must tune your mind to the supernatural.
And yet, see, so what can I
Exodus, please. On this day,
I wonder that you see.
You are going out. In the month of Abib. Let's go on. Move. On this day, you are going out. And it shall be.
Nebeya say.
And it shall be when the Lord brings you into the land of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites
Hittites, ni Amorites,
and the Hivites and the Jebusites,
any Hivites, any Jebusites,
which is swore to your fathers to give you, a land flowing with milk and honey, that you will keep his service in this month. So don't desire to be back into Egypt. Because in this month of Habib, Habib is January. So we are in our Habib now. That God is saying he's taking us supernaturally to the land of the heat, the Jebusite, the Hittite, and he said that land is a land which he has sworn to our fathers to give to us, flowing with what? Milk and honey. Yeah. This month we will see and taste our milk and honey. That you will keep his service in this month. So let's start well in serving God. Because we will not see the land flowing with milk and honey until we begin to serve. Colossians 1:13. Oh, thank you, Lord. Decide that you will not go back to Egypt. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son, of his love. So decide that you will not go back to darkness. You will not stay in bondage. You will not stay in bondage. Because he has delivered us from the power of darkness. And he has conveyed us to the kingdom of his Son and his love. To the kingdom of his Son and his love. So God is loving us because we are in his kingdom. And you must know that let me not desire darkness. God have delivered you. Prepare to say goodbye to every darkness you have walked in. You are in church, but you love to go to disco. When they play wedding songs, you are excited and godly songs. You love to have 5 girlfriends. And you love to lie. You are still in darkness. But God said in our preparation, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. Because darkness is a power. It's a force. If God does not deliver you, you can never deliver yourself. God to deliver you from that power. There's a power called darkness. And when you walk in it, you never see light. But God says he has delivered you. If you believe, shout amen. That God has delivered you. Lift up your hands and stand up. And say, Father, every power of darkness against my life in this year 2023, may it be broken. May it be scattered over my life, over my household, in the name of Jesus. Every power of darkness, I escape out of that darkness. You will not rule. You will not cover my destiny. In the name of Jesus. Now clap your hands and pray. You are coming out of every darkness. You are coming out of every darkness.
destroy them in the name of Jesus. Every dark cloud. cloud.
Break that cloud.
Speaking against my marriage.
Speaking against my marriage.
Speaking against my relationship.
Speaking against my relationship.
Risking against my life.
Speaking against your life.
Against my academics.
Against my academics.
Against my progress.
Against my progress.
Against my traveling door.
My traveling door.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
Let the darkness.
Against my life.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
Be destroyed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Now lift up your two hands. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. That darkness will not contend with us.
Jesus.
So many and see
that will prevail against us.
Yes, Lord.
But you have delivered us.
Amen.
From that power of darkness. You have conveyed us.
Amen.
Into your marvelous kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
And into the kingdom of your Son.
Jesus.
And you have loved us.
Amen.
Help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord,
to be fulfilled.
Amen.
In this kingdom.
Ah,
we thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus.
Amen.
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 Now can you clap your hands and appreciate it?
Thank you. Thank you.
Every eye closed. Thank you. Every eye closed. Maybe you don't know Jesus as your Lord and your Savior. And you are saying this 2023, I want to make amends with the Lord.
2023,
I want to start afresh. I want to start anew. I don't want to live the old life. My old style. But I want Jesus in my heart. That when I die tomorrow, I'll make it to heaven. If you are like that, I want you to walk to me right now. That you want to make amends with the Lord. You want Jesus in your life. You know yourself. Where you have fallen. Where you have backslidden. Where you have become weak. But you want God to strengthen you. You want a new life with Christ Jesus. Not with your arrogance and with your pride. But you want the humility of the reality of life. That this is who I am. This is why I've got into. But I need you, Jesus. I need you. I need you. I need you. Help
me.
That I can serve you the rest of my life. If you are standing here and those watching me, this is an opportunity for you to also step into this new season. The season of staying in the kingdom of our God and in His love. I want you to say this after me. Say, Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for my life that you came to die. To set me free. Jesus.
Yesu.
Jesus.
Yesu.
I receive you.
Me fao.
As my Lord.
Se mi ura.
And my Savior.
Ene ma jenkwa.
Write my name.
Churo mi din.
In the book of life.
Ebo nkwa nguma enimu.
Thank you for saving
me. Itawasi sobe jimi.
I am yours.
Mi ye wudia.
And yours forever.
Wudia afibo.
In Jesus.
Wa Yesu dimo.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, I pray your covering over her. I ask you will keep her. You will build her. And you will make it in Jesus' name.